Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 296 for Friday, March 6th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended narrowly mixed on choppy trade Friday as the lower Canadian dollar and weaker soy oil market canceled each other out. A weaker Canadian dollar helps make canola more attractive on the international market, but the heavy losses in U.S. soy oil offset those gains. Volumes were light. The most active May contract finished up 10 cents at $450.50 per ton. The May contract continues to receive some support from the psychologically important $450 mark. Soy meal was higher on the day, which helped boost canola. Spring road bans throughout the prairies will likely keep some producers from making deliveries. However, U.S. soybeans, Malaysian palm oil were lower, which limited the gains. Commercials were out bargain hunting today, while some traders were looking to square their positions before the weekend. The Brazilian soybean crop, which is expected to be record large, is gradually trickling onto the market, which undermined values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were lower, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were down slightly, with the May contract down half a cent at $9.85 per bushel. The South American harvest is picking up, which was bearish for U.S. soybeans. The American dollar continues to strengthen, while the Brazilian real slides. Brazilian soybeans are priced in U.S. dollars, so a lot of Brazilian farmers are selling right now. Investors are looking ahead to the next supply-demand estimates from the USDA. Those are due out on Tuesday. Corn was 3 to 4 cents weaker, with the May contract coming in at $3.86 per bushel. The market is feeling the effects of mass volumes of Ukrainian corn that have been coming out at cheaper prices than U.S. corn. Lower crude oil prices were already pressuring corn as they make ethanol less desirable. The rapid pace of corn planting in Brazil isn't helping. Wheat was mixed, with the most frequently traded May contract in Chicago up 1 cent, while the more deferred values were a few cents below unchanged. Wheat prices corrected slightly after hitting a three-week low yesterday. There are some worries that quality may be an issue for some U.S. wheat. Some of it has been found to contain vomitoxin, which contaminates plants in wet conditions. The U.S. dollar continues to pressure other commodities, so wheat could still be vulnerable to a downturn in the near future. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, March 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.